This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. For the first time in 40 years, the federal government is changing the way it regulates toxic chemicals. The new Chemical Safety Act will overhaul a 1970s-era law by giving the Environmental Protection Agency more oversight. Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams spoke with U.S. Senator Tom Udall, who sponsored the bill. He said New Mexicans don't have any local oversight of dangerous chemicals in household products, which leaves people here especially vulnerable.
You know, every day people go to the grocery store, they go to the hardware store, they think someone has tested the products that they purchase. What they need to understand is up until when this bill signed, there's nobody doing that at the federal level. And I really believe that this is going to have very wide impact. Hundreds of chemicals are in our daily lives. Flame retardants in our furniture, formaldehyde in carpets, nonstick coating on pots and pans, chemicals in scented candles. I mean, we are living in a way in a kind of a toxic soup. And so what we need to do is have a top agency looking at these.
And that top agency in this case is the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. But this new law has a focus on protecting vulnerable populations, like children or pregnant women. So how would that work?
We have now written a bill that says you need to target the most vulnerable people in terms of coming up with your health and safety standards. So they need to look at the impact on pregnant women, infants, the elderly, and workers exposed to chemicals on the job. All of those people are particularly at risk. And so Americans, have to wonder what these chemicals are doing to our health and environment, and that's why passing this bill, which is now headed for the president, he's going to sign it, is such a major action, because it puts this agency back in control and able to protect families and children.
There's a campaign underway in New Mexico to keep toxic products out of dollar stores, where things like children's toys have been found to have dangerous chemicals in them. But, I mean, many of those products, of course, are imported from places like, say, China, and the EPA doesn't have any jurisdiction overseas. So how is this going to keep us safe from products coming in from elsewhere?
Well, if you have strong regulations here, then what ends up happening is countries all around the world look at that. We will be probably doing a lot of what Europe has done on chemicals for quite a while. And so you'll have the major developed countries in the world having a set of standards. And I think even if it's not in those particular countries, the countries will obey those standards and the products will rise to the level of safety indicated in the United States and Europe.
All right. Well, Senator Udall, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the Conalma Health Foundation, and the McCune Charitable Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.